a time, there was a girl named Cynthia. She was smart and beautiful, and she had a lot of suitors coming to see her on, you know, a daily basis. And she was thinking about potentially getting married at this point in her life. And these suitors were in various stages of maturity. And some of them had good jobs and some of them had not so good jobs. One day, a young man came to her house.
And he knocked on the door and Cynthia opened it and was not happy with what she saw. He was short and he was fat. And he wasn't dressed nice. But she thought, well, I invited him here. I might as well let him come in. So he came inside and she was so rude to him and mean. And he tried to be nice to her and she was just horrible, horrible. So finally he said, well, I have a magic power. And, well, this intrigued Cynthia. He goes, well, I can't really show it to you until I trust you. And if I don't trust you, it won't work. So if you really want to see it, we're going to have to be nice to each other, and you're going to have to trust me.
Cynthia wasn't quite sure what to make of this, because being nice to people she'd already made up her mind about was not the easiest thing in the world to do. So they made a plan. That's really the only way to get around these things, is she made a plan. They agreed to get together for coffee once a week, spend an hour together, and took turns talking and learning how to listen to each other. Over time, Cynthia found that she was, although nothing, the little man's, who had no name, appearance, did not change. She found that he was becoming more and more attractive. And then one day he said to her,
I think it's time we take this to the next level. Cynthia was afraid at first. She was ready to make this step of commitment, but she didn't know exactly where it was going to go. He told her, I need to take you to my home country. She was surprised. She thought he was from down the street. But no, he was from a small island nation. So she agreed that it was time to travel with this gentleman. And she did realize that she had never heard his name. Every time she asked, all he would do was smile and give her a little wink and say, someday you'll know. Someday you'll know. So she decided to trust him. And they boarded a water plane and they took off high above the clouds so she couldn't see which direction they were going.
And after what felt like many, many hours, they arrived at the little man's home island. And they got off the plane, and she saw all sorts of other small people who looked a little bit like this little man. And he showed her around, and he showed her the beach where he used to swim as a child, and the home that he lived in with his family of small, tiny people. And then they went to the island's archives, where he showed her a book, a very special book about his family. And as she opened the book, she saw photographs of people that looked like the tiny man. And then at the very end of the book, she saw his name.
But it was a language that she couldn't read. And finally, she just lost it. and she said, I've trusted you, and I've fallen in love with you, and yet I still don't know your name. And he just smiled, and he said, in good time. And Cynthia, in a great rage, took the book and threw it at a fireplace that had no place in an archives building. And the book went up in flames. Well, this poor little man said, there's no way I could trust you if that's how you're going to react. And Cynthia looked at him with just rage and disdain and said, well, what did you think was going to happen?
And suddenly, as the book caught fire, so did the little man. And the names, and everyone whose name was in the book all across the island caught fire at the same time. Effectively leaving Cynthia stranded on the island with no way to get off because all the pilots were these little people who had all burned to death. So she became the sole survivor and owner of this tropical island, and no one ever heard from her again.
Until she learned how to read the manual of the plane.
Because all planes have a manual.
Until the cast in the glove box. Naked and Afraid landed on this island.
Yeah.
Found her and made her the executive producer.
I wanted to jump in so many times.
That was the weirdest story.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to be the island nation of Pyromania.
Yeah, I know.
A tiny European nation of Pyromania.
Yeah.